Advocates for legal marijuana say the lack of bank accounts is creating problems in that industry. Business owners don't have banking services. They're having to pay taxes with huge bags of cash. But privately, many marijuana business owners say, well, they do have bank accounts, however tenuous. KUOW reporter Amy Radel says now some banks may be ready to officially serve those customers.
They're a nonprofit. They're in the field of medical research. They do consulting. These are just some of the answers marijuana business owners say they give when their bankers ask. Federal law prohibits banks from holding any funds associated with illegal drugs. Now, state laws like I-502 legalizing recreational marijuana have businesses and some banks seeking workarounds. John Davis has been in the marijuana business for several years. He owns a medical marijuana dispensary in West Seattle, and he's seeking a state retail license. Davis has had a lot of different bank accounts and a lot of tactics for getting them.
And I got approval at the highest level of a banking institution, and they knew exactly what I did. And I walked in the bank with my head held high, you know, as a cannabis entrepreneur.
But Davis says when that bank's policy changed toward marijuana businesses, his account was the first to be closed. He tried again.
I went from that to what's called the Don't Ask, Don't Tell institution.
Then the local branch of that bank changed its policy, and he lost his account again. His current bank account is in the name of a holding company that gives no clue about his business.
And I hate that I have to be a little cagey and artful when opening up a bank account.
And since Davis organizes HempFest and is known for his advocacy work, he never does the banking himself. He even offers classes for other aspiring marijuana business owners where he gives strategies for getting bank accounts. Back at his dispensary, he keeps his cash in one safe and his marijuana in another so the money doesn't pick up the smell.
And then we walk over to the drop safe, which there's never been any marijuana in this safe ever, because you always keep that separate. You know, drawer goes open, cash goes in, it's closed, it's ready for the next day.
He stocks his own ATM, and his staff helps visitors from behind bulletproof glass. Davis says if his current bank account gets closed, he would have to pay his employees and vendors in cash.
I built this place like a bank on steroids because I may have to be a bank.
Davis agrees with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who said in January that the all-cash nature of the marijuana business makes it a target for robberies. Federal agencies then offered guidance clarifying how financial institutions can provide services to marijuana businesses in states where marijuana is legal. The answer? Very carefully. Banks will still have to report these businesses to federal regulators. Mark McDonald is president of the Community Bankers of Washington. He says the new guidance won't change things for most banks because federal authorities can still prosecute them.
Now, there will be some who would say, well, but they would never do that. But bankers manage risk, and they would prefer to have something in writing that would assure them that this will never happen, not somebody saying, trust me, this will never happen.
McDonald says if banks decide to accept marijuana businesses as clients, they'll probably do it quietly. They won't want to alienate other customers, and they won't want other marijuana businesses to come running.
Do you run the risk of all of a sudden you're inundated with every marijuana industry business coming to your bank?
At the same time, he says it could be profitable for some banks to specialize in marijuana businesses if they felt more secure. Washington Congressman Denny Heck says he understands bankers' concerns, and he's seeking a change in federal law to legalize banking services in states where marijuana is legal. But he says the federal guidance creates a big opportunity for the first banks that decide to move forward.
For those who decide to, they're going to benefit in two ways. They're going to substantially grow their deposits, number one. And number two, they may consider levying a particular surcharge or fee for the additional paperwork that is required. There's nothing prohibiting them from doing that.
One credit union has publicly taken the plunge. Numerica, based in Spokane Valley, says it will open accounts for state-licensed marijuana businesses. And Seattle attorney Robert McVeigh with the Canna Law Group says it's just the beginning.
The small banks, especially the community banks, are certainly looking into it, if only because it's a new industry, and whoever takes that first plunge, whoever takes the risk, is going to get lots and lots and lots of business. And we're working with a couple of financial institutions here in the state that are likely going to do this.
McVeigh won't give their names or what part of the state they're in. He says those banks will rely on word of mouth within the world of marijuana growers and sellers to attract customers. But if banks take these risks, he says there are still a lot of details to work out, like whether any armored car companies would be willing to pick up the cash from marijuana retail stores. Banks are also looking ahead to a whole new sector for lucrative business loans. But before they start lending, banks need to know whether they can foreclose on those federally illegal marijuana assets. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.